Parshamikates begins with Paro's dreams. In the first dream, he sees seven choice cows, proper cows, and they are swallowed up by seven skinnier cows, and he immediately wakes up. And the pasuk tells us, "Vatochana parot ra'ot amarev v'dakor basar echav parot yafod amarev v'abriot v'yikatz paro." The cows devoured the other ones, but they didn't get any fatter themselves. They remained the same skinny cows they were, and Paro woke up. So what was so disturbing about this dream? What was this warning to them? So this forenote tells us, V'achaltem v'lo tisbau. What is this idea? It's part of the Tochacha. The Tochacha warns us that sometimes you'll have food, and you'll eat it, but you won't be satisfied. And it's not because, necessarily, that the food isn't itself satisfying, or even in the right quantity. But it's just from the lack of not knowing where your next meal is coming from. As the Gemara tells us in a few places, the concept of Ein adome mishi yesh lo pat besalo lemi she'en lo. If you know where your next meal is coming from, your hunger isn't as bad as someone who doesn't know where his next meal is coming from. This is a statement by Chazal that it's describing a psychological phenomenon. When, imagine two people, one of them, right now, someone just like me who hasn't eaten, who in the same amount of time that I haven't eaten the last few hours, he hasn't eaten the last few hours. But right now I have some money in my pocket. And I know that if I go home, there's food in the fridge and there's makolet and I'll be able to get my food. So even though right now I'm hungry this second, but it's okay because, you know, there'll be dinner soon and I'll be fine. But imagine someone, and with let's remove all the other variables. You do a perfect analogy, okay? And the same metabolism and he has the same appetite as me and he ate the same food as me and the same size portion as me and the same number of calories, everything, all the same. But he doesn't have a penny in his pocket. He doesn't know where his next meal is coming from. So even though both of us didn't eat in the last 2 hours, we should be equally the same hunger, but there's a psychological effect. The fact that I have food in the fridge, or even if I don't, you know, I have money in my pocket, I could go get food pretty easily. It's very different for me than someone who isn't in that situation. And Chazal use this throughout Shas. It appears probably 6-7 times in Shas. For example, the Gemara Yoma tells us that when the Sir Lazazel is being brought out, carried out to the cliff on Yom Kippur, so there were sukkot along the way with food and drink, and the Kohen, whose job was to escort this seer to be thrown off the cliff, every couple hundred feet, there would be a sukkah with food and water, and they would say, hey, do you need food? Do you need drink? And why did they do that? Because, obviously, we want him to fast. It's Yom Kippur. And it could be pikuach nevesh, and, you know, he could be high down, and he could be dehydrating, and it's a problem. So yes, that is an issue. But also, the fact that if he were to dehydrate and he needed food, he knows he has it, makes him realize that he's okay. The fact that he could have food and drink if he needed it, in the meantime, he's okay, and it therefore helps him fast that much more easily. That's what the Gemara and Yoma tells us about the Sir Lazazel. Or similarly, the Gemara tells us about the man. Why was the man such a nisayon? Because every day they ate their portion of man, and then the next day they didn't have any food for the next day. They weren't allowed to save any for the next day. That was the chayit. It was a problem, and it would get wormy. So each day they had to eat the exact amount of food, and they were reliant on Hashem. That was the issue. They were eating, and they didn't know where their next, you know, that they knew where their next meal was coming from. Hashem was giving it to them every day. But that was part of the nisayon, was eating without knowing where the next meal was coming from. So that's what Paro woke up. What was so disturbing in his dream, says the Sorno? These cows ate. And they ate. They were skinny cows eating seven huge, delicious cows. But why were these cows not satiated? It didn't have any effect on them. Because they were the type of cows that there were cows who were in a situation of they didn't know where their next meal was coming from. Now, I'm not saying the psychology of humans applies to cows like that, but that was the message that Paro was getting, is that there is a situation where people are going to be eating, and they're not going to be satiated by it. Why? Even the food that you do have in that current situation, when you eat that one meal, it's not going to fill you up in the same way, because you're going to be so concerned, yes, I'm eating right now, but where am I going to eat my following meal from? So this idea of Chazal, a tremendous insight into human psychology, is the Sforno says that idea of Chazal, that, for example, Yoma Ayin Dalet has this idea of Mishayesh Lo Pad Basal Mishayin Lo, is the issue at play in Paro's dream. Why is Paro so disturbed by this dream? And another dream, again, about the wheat, and need someone to interpret it and help him out and figure out a plan, was this idea is so disturbing. Paro, who is so foreign to him, the concept of famine, he's a king. Trust me, he was the rich person in the whole country. He had all the food he needed. The concept of famine was foreign to him, and therefore the concept of not being satiated by his food was a very disturbing idea to him. So he immediately woke up when, wow, the small cows ate the fat cows and they didn't get any fatter. What's going on? Oh, it must be that there's a terrible situation. Why would they not get fatter? It's because they're so worried about where their next meal is coming from. There's something going on here. And that concept was so disturbing to Paro that he needed it explained. That, says the Sforno, that incredible insight into human psychology of Chazal, the Sforno says, that's his insight into what was bothering Paro. We should all learn to have that sensitivity to people who are going through something. That if they're poor, when we're giving tzedakah to an ani, so if he's an ani who really doesn't know where his next meal is coming from, we have to understand that it's not just that he needs the food. He needs this peace of mind to know that he is being provided for by the maspia chol ratzon. What is that? Our job is to be the ones who we are asking Hashem to open His hand and provide for all. How does Hashem open His hand and provide for all? By giving us the ability to provide for those who are in need. And we should all be zocha to always be amongst the notnim and not the mekablim. Shkoyach.